Good morning. My name is Ralph Cicerone. I'm president of the National Academy of Sciences, and I want to welcome everyone this morning on behalf of all the organizations here who work together, the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and then what's called our operating arm, the National Research Council. This emerging field of synthetic biology, I think, represents what can happen when some powerful streams converge, and the ones I have in mind are rapid advances in fundamental biology, along with tremendously expanded laboratory techniques, and of course the demanding human condition, not only in terms of health, but also agriculture, the management of environmental systems, and so forth, and indeed the curiosity to understand and, in some cases, manipulate life. So things so fundamental clearly are inherently international in the way that they're going to have to be explored, perhaps adopted, monitored, optimized, in some cases controlled. So we have a terrific group today in terms of its international representation, and I think that's absolutely essential, excuse me, because there's certainly policy issues that will have to be shared and perspectives and perceptions that will have to be understood across cultural and national boundaries. The field is going to be very, very multidimensional, and not being fundamentally a biologist myself, I can only imagine. But I will claim one prediction. In 1984, I think around New Year's Day of 1985, I was living in Colorado, and the Denver Post called up a few people, scientists, to ask us what to look out for in the next 25 years that would be really transforming. And I told them synthetic biology. And I went on to tell them everything I knew in about 30 seconds. But that soundbite was too long for them, so they didn't print it. I don't have any proof, but I saw some of these things coming, and they're very exciting. Before I introduce our keynote speaker this morning, Dr. Bement, I want to acknowledge and just point out how much cross-disciplinary and different kinds of organizational support has been contributed to make today's meeting come about in the first place. We have the support of the Sloan Foundation, the National Science Foundation, of course. We're very impressed that NSF is ahead of the pack again, and the Biotechnology Industry Organization is well represented here today and was in the planning. And then, of course, the OECD and the Royal Society of London worked with our academies and our organizations here in creating this symposium. So we're all looking forward to it, frankly, to see what comes out today, and we hope that each one of you leaves with some new actions and new thoughts in mind. It is my pleasure today, and really a pleasure, to introduce a friend. Maybe before introducing Dr. Bement, I'll say one more thing. In case any of you haven't read any of the morning newspapers, it's been announced that Francis Collins will be nominated to be the director of the NIH. And we don't know how long that's going to take, but the announcement has been made now, at least according to the New York Times and Washington Post. So it's now my pleasure to introduce Dr. Arden Bement, who's not only a personal friend, but he's a great friend of the scientific and engineering and technical community in general. He was sworn in to be the 12th director, I think, of NSF in November of 2004. By leading NSF, this is the only federal agency that funds research and education essentially in all fields of science and engineering in the United States, and he directs their budget, which is more than $6 billion annually. He oversees also a robust international research program, for example, in polar region research, and a number of international partnerships which build and operate a number of research and experimental facilities around the world. Before he was invited to serve and confirmed to be the director of NSF, Dr. Bement directed the National Institutes of Standards and Technology in the Department of Commerce. Some of you can remember when that was called the National Bureau of Standards. Now it's NIST. He is originally a metallurgical engineer with a degree from the Colorado School of Mines and then a doctorate in a similar field from University of Michigan, metallurgical engineering. He holds numerous honorary doctorates. He's a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Army Corps of Engineers, and he's a recipient of the Distinguished Service Medal of the United States Department of Defense. And as I said, first of all, he's a friend of science, a supporter of science, and very knowledgeable. So we look forward to whatever it is you're going to speak about this morning, Dr. Bement. Thank you.